you, Lord.
Lord, I need you to do it right
thank you, Lord.
I can't wait till tomorrow.
God, we bless you, Lord. God, we bless you. We just thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for allowing us to be here today, Father God. We thank you, God, for taking care of us, Lord God, in the midst of it all, Father God. We just thank you, God, for working things out for us, Lord. Father God, working it out for our good, working it out, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you, God, and we want to cast all our cares upon you, God. God, we just want to throw it at your feet, God, because we cannot carry it, Father God. It's just too much, Father God, and we want you to take it all, Father God, everything that concerns us, God, concerning our families, Lord God, concerning our friends, concerning our loved ones, even concerning ourselves, Father God, we want to give it all to you, God, we want to lay it at your feet, Father God, we want to be in your bosom, Lord God, like a baby, we want to be wrapped in your arms, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and God, we don't want to have to carry these things, God, so we're giving them over to you right now, Father God, we give it all over, Father God, we release it right now, Father God, every concern, every fear, every doubt, every hesitation, Father God. Lord God, every sickness, every disease, Lord God, we're giving it over to you right now, Father God, because, Lord God, we can do absolutely nothing, God, the words that were said, the things that were brought to us, Father God, those things that we are fighting with within ourselves, Father God, we, Lord God, can't do it on our own, Father God, so we're asking you to help us, God. Help us, Lord God, to submit to your authority. Help us, God, to submit to your will and your way, Father God. Help us, God, to submit to your, Lord God, way of doing things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to submit to your hand, Father God, and how you want to move, Father God, which means, Lord God, we need help to be even patient, Lord God, to wait on you and not put our hands in your business, Father God, knowing, Father God, that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we may ask or think. Father God, that you are more than capable. You are more than enough, but we don't have to look any other place. You are exactly what we need, Father God. We need you, Father God. We need you to guide us. We need you to lead us. We need you to instruct us. We need you, Father God, to even talk to us while we lay on our bed, Father God, and we're pondering things and things that's going on in our families, Lord God. All the confusion, all the hate, all the backbiting, Father God. All the division, Father God. Lord God, asking God that you restore, reconcile, Lord God. Bring us all back together, Father God, that we can be at peace with one another, Father God. Loving one another, interceding for one another, helping one another in the name of Jesus, God. Walking together, being on one accord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, asking God that you remove that spirit of division and that hate and that unforgiveness, God, and oh God, that stuff that rises up when we actually in front of their face, God, and we want to forgive, but it be so hard, Father God, because it just kind of like flashes, Lord God, what happened in the past. So we're asking, Father God, to help us to forgive the unforgivable, Father God, to let go of the past, God, forget those things and leave them behind us in totality, Father, in the name of Jesus, kingdom, so that will no longer hinder us and hurt us or stop us from moving forward, even together with, Lord God, our families, Lord God, even together with our loved one, Lord God, even together with that one that we're supposed to be sleeping with, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, help us, Father God, in our mind, Father God, that we won't think some type of way, Father God, because we see a thing, Lord God, or we hear a thing, oh God, and oh Lord, those people, God, that are talking in our ears, Lord, God, asking you, God, that you remove and that give us the wisdom, God, to shut it off, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to filter out, Lord God, that stuff, Lord God, that's not good for us, Lord God, or shut it down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord God, to give us a heart of forgiveness, even when that happens, Lord God, because they don't understand what we're going through, they don't understand what we're dealing with, they don't understand that all this stuff, God, is for us, Father God, to grow and mature in you, is for us to learn, oh God, is to build our character, is to build up our faith and hope in you, to build our relationship with you, God, we're asking in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to order our steps, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, guide us and direct us. Lord God, give us the wisdom that we need to handle all these things that we're dealing with in our homes, God, in our minds, God, in our hearts, Lord. God, we need your help. Oh God, we need your help. We need your help because without you, we can't do it. We can't do it without you, Lord. We need your help. God, we need your help. God, we need your help to think right, to talk right, to act right, to cast down those vain imaginations. God, sometimes it just be a fleeting thought. It just flutters right on through. And we don't even know, Lord God, until after the fact. Lord God, help us, Lord God, as we begin to pray for ourselves and intercede for our own selves. God, that we don't get all messed up in our own minds, Lord God. That we don't get messed up in our own heart. That we won't plant and water negative seeds within our own self. But God, that we would turn around, Father God, and speak those things that are not as though they are. Speak life into our lives, standing on your words, standing on your promises. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Help us, Father God, to fight, Lord God, with all the faith, with all our strength, with all our might, with everything that's within us, Father God, and not, Father God, fall, Father God, not be weary, not give ourselves to get sick, but to rest in you in the name of Jesus, regardless of what we see or what we hear. God, you are more than capable. Oh God, you're proving yourself over and over again. Lord, help us, Lord God, not to look at what's happening all around us, because it's a lie, it's deception, it's manipulation. Even the words that are coming out of people's mouths, God, we would be lost, Lord. We don't want to be lost. And God, even if we are in a place of being lost, God, we know, God, that you can find us. So God, give us the heart to seek you more and more. Lord God, help us to go down. We've been taught to go down. Go down on our knees, Lord God, to lay before you, get into your presence, because you can restore us. You can make us whole. You can make us complete. And God, all that other stuff really does not matter, because it's all about you. It's about our relationship with you. It's about seeing your face. It's about allowing your glory to shine through. So God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, God, help us, Lord God, to allow you to be God in our lives, in the name of Jesus. God, help us not to fight up against your spirit. God, help us, God, to recognize when we allow that stuff to rise up, and let us, God, to fall on our face and cry out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking you to remove all pride, all haughtiness, God, any resentment, any bitterness, any anger, any frustrations, confusions. Oh God, and then we see other people, God, but they may be having on a mask, God, because things look good on the outside, but we don't know what's going on the inside. So God, help us to keep our eyes on you, keep our focus on you, because it can be our lives. It can be our lives, but God, we want the real thing. We want the real thing in our families, in our marriages, in our homes, with our children. We want the real thing, Lord. God, we believe. We believe. Hallelujah. We believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We believe. God, help our unbelief. Those areas where we're lacking in, help us, Lord. Oh, God, we know that you are real, and we know that your word is true, because you've done so much in our lives, God. Oh, God, for some areas, God, there was some weakness, God. Be our strength. Oh, God, and as everybody comes along inside, everybody, help everybody to help each other, Lord. Give them the words to say, the encouraging words, God. Let there be some faith transferred, Lord God. Some wisdom transferred, Lord God. Some insight transferred, Lord God. Help us to be mindful of our thoughts and our actions and our reactions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. As you allow these things to take place, as we edify each other, as we lift each other up, as we pray for one another, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, give us what to say and how to say, even as we pray for one another. Oh, God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, remove the obstacles, the hindrances, the blinders, Lord God. God, make our ears, Lord God, sensitive to your spirit, Lord God. Increase our discernment, Father God. Help us, Lord God, to hear the intention. actions, Lord God, even as the words come out of the people's mouths, God, that we won't be fooled or deceived, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to listen, Father God, to learn, God, as you teach us, as you guide us, as we read your word, as we talk to you, as we spend time with you, Father God, help us, Lord, to hear exactly what you're saying, God, let us not add to it nor take away from it in the name of Jesus. But God, we want to, Father God, be pleasing in your sight. We want to hear you. We want to follow you. We want to understand. So God, we're asking more, God. God, we're asking that we acknowledge you, God, the all wisdom, all understanding comes from you. Without that, Father God, what knowledge we have, it means absolutely nothing. We need your help to use what you have given us, Lord God. We need the wisdom, the understanding, Father God. We need the clarity. We need your Holy Spirit to unction us, guide us, and direct us in our decision-making process from everything, from A to Z. Oh God, we're asking you, Lord, to step in, Father God. Save, Lord God. Save us from ourselves. Save us from the lies, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Remove the hardness of the heart, Father God, and the rebellion, Father God, and the stubbornness, Father God, and even the unwillingness, Lord God, and when we get angry and mad, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that even if we do blame you, God, when we come back to you and say, help us, Lord. Help us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just bless you. We thank you, Father God, that we can come to you, that you are that type of God, that we can come to you, be honest with you, be open with you, and tell you these things, and share these things with you, Father. We ask, God, in the name of Jesus, see about our family members, see about those that have walked away, see about those that have turned their back, see about those, Lord God, that just simply just fell off. For whatever reason, God, see about them right now, God, and draw them back onto you. Let them know, Father God, that you are waiting on them. God, that you have not left. God, that you're the same. You have not changed, and you will never change. Oh, God, help them, Father God, to see your face. Oh, God, to hear your voice once again. God, remove the hindrances even in their heart, Father God, that has blinded them, Father God, to what you are doing in their lives, Lord God. And everything is necessary. God, even the stuff, Lord God, that we are going through, you want us to go through these things, God, so we can know what's in our heart, so we can know the truth about our own selves. God, give us a heart of acceptance, that we will accept, Lord God, what you show us or what you tell us, God, and not turn a deaf ear, disregard, or brush it off. Oh, God, but just accept it, Father God, so we can get the truth, that we can get healed, that we can become who you have created us to become. That we can be who you want us to be, what you have ordained us to be, that we can walk in our destiny paths in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we can be happy, joyous, and peace, walking in peace. God, we just thank you, Father God, for that assurance and the confidence that we have in you. God, we just thank you. God, we just thank you, God, for the rebuilding that's taking place. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you for stability, soundness of mind, the anointing, the power, God, that you have placed on the inside of us. Thank you for teaching us how to activate it, Father God, and to walk in the authority that you have given us. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we are soldiers. Thank you, Holy God. Thank you, Holy God. Thank you, Holy God. Thank you, Holy God. Jesus, God, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we just bless you. And we thank you for everything. God, you've done so much. We thank you, Lord. We don't even understand everything that you're doing, but God, we know you're doing something. We know you're doing something. We know you're doing something. Jesus, give us, Lord God, the courage to just hang on and not forfeit, deny, or delay what you're doing. Some of us have already delayed, so God, help us to stay the course, because we know, Father God, it is good what you got for us. It's better than whatever we can think or or imagine. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to stay on that path. Lord God, stay in position, stay on post, regardless of what happened, even in, God, the chastisement. Because the chastisement lets us know that you love us, Lord. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. God, help us to remember that you love us. And that's the ultimate thing, that love. God, put your love on the inside of us. God, as we move forward, God. God, bless those, Lord God, that can't be here. Bless those that are at work right now. Bless them, Father God, that are praying, God, even as they're working. God, as they're contemplating or pondering. God, they're asking you questions. Be there for them. God, let them know that you hear. You're not deaf and dumb. You're not a rock or a stone or a statue. You are a living and breathing spiritual God. God, we just thank you for who you are. For who you are. Oh my God. You're so wonderful. And we appreciate you. We really do. Thank you for all that you're doing. We love you. God, we love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.